On The Hub, it's time again to brush up our accents. Leith McPherson is a senior lecturer in theatre at the VCA. She was voice and accent coach on Peter Jackson's Hobbit films, and she joins us from time to time to help us get our tongues around a new accent, because that's what she does with actors. G'day, welcome to the show. What are we doing today?
Well, today we're going to go U.S. South. So we're going to do something which is, it's a generalization because the U.S. South is obviously a huge area. But we're going to start to layer in a couple of sounds that will just take you to something which feels like it's got a little bit of that southern tilt going on, a little bit of that lilting happening. So I want you to just, first of all, I want you to feel like the back of your tongue is real wide. So there's like space between your cheeks and your teeth and your teeth and your tongue. Okay. So feel that space back there. Can you feel that, Michael?
I've got that space.
So it feels real wide, kind of flat too, though. Yeah. So we're working like you're trying to stick a letter in the post. You're not sending a parcel. You're just sending a letter here. Okay. And it's quite thin but wide at the back there.
Thin but wide.
Yeah. And that'll start to give you a little bit of that kind of warm resonance that you'll feel right in your nose. You should really start to feel like you're getting a bit buzzy up there.
Oh, yeah.
You feel a bit of buzz?
A bit of buzz up in my nose.
Yeah, that's good. So when you got that feeling back there, you'll start to like hear a little bit of a little bit of warmth. So can you just do a little hum for me? That feels good. And the next thing I want to talk about, because it's so important, is the R sound. So we're putting R's into words in this accent. So in Australian, what we will tend to do, if we see a word like F-E-A-R, we won't say the sound at the end of that word. We'll say fear.
Fear,
yeah. But with what's called a rhotic accent, where you are saying, you're going to say those sounds everywhere you see them in the spelling. So they would see the R on the end of fear, and they would say it.
Fear.
Yeah, good. So this is it. Well done. This is a good, strong R. And can I tell you something, Michael? This shift from a non-rhotic accent like Australian into a rhotic accent like this southern U.S. is like learning to write with your other hand. It is a real strong programming in your brain. So it takes a lot of work for you to get those R's. But we're going to do what we can today, a little bit of sprinkling in as we go. So you're doing real well. You can hear that there's a real melody going on with this accent. And I'm sliding through words. So I want you to feel like you're just on ice skates. You're just going to shimmy through this accent real well. So I want you to just keep moving. Let's say something like, it's so good to see you.
It's so good to see you.
Yeah, good. I love it here. Good. So that's one of the vowel changes. We take the sound in love, and like love, and we make it flat. So love.
I love it here.
This is wonderful.
This is wonderful.
Yeah, good. Put the R in that as well. Wonderful.
Oh, wonderful. I missed that R. This is wonderful.
Yeah, good. So we're also going to say things like ow. Like loud. Yeah, good. So it's like almost like you're just kind of flinging your hair back when you do that loud.
Oh, loud. It's so loud.
Good. Yeah. Well done. That's really good, Michael. You're really good at this. I love it. So also, when you get to a word like dancing or singing or talking, you're not going to do the sound at the end. You're not going to say talking or singing. You're going to say talking.
Oh, talking.
Or singing.
Singing.
Or hanging out.
Hanging out.
Yeah, good. So that gives you a different kind of feeling to the accent. So I want you to start to slide up and down. We're going to say a couple of words. I want you to say, it's wonderful to see you today.
It's wonderful to see you today.
I'm so happy to be here.
That's a good one. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, good. You're really good. So I would like to talk to you.
I would like to talk to you.
Yeah, good. So talk to you.
Talk to you.
Yeah, good.
I would like to talk to you.
I would like. And can you imagine that with that word, you're putting a little W in it? Like,
yeah,
talk
I get that. I heard
you.
It. Talk. I hope the audience heard it. I would like to talk to you.
Oh, good. Yeah. So I would like to talk to you today.
I would like to talk to you today.
Can we count? Let's count some numbers. Here. We're going to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Good.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, good. 5.
Five.
Yeah.
Five.
I like that.
Yeah. I sounds let me down. I know that.
Five. So can you put your hands up for me for a second?
And I
we're,
can do
it's
that.
Like we're just gonna do a high five together. Yeah. We're gonna say five.
Five.
Yeah, good. So
five.
You're not gonna do five where you put a little tail on it. It's just gonna be five.
Five.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
That's great, Michael. Well done.
Leith McPherson, thank you for being my guest.
Pleasure.
Leith McPherson is a senior lecturer in theatre at the VCA. She's a voice coach, she's an accent coach, and she's been helping us get our tongues around some of the accents of the world on RN. This is The Hub on Stage.